Yes, yes. Welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. I'm back at my desk, back on the mic, back in my chair, man, back talking to the people. You already know. Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit the email, theretrorickpodcast@gmail.com. You know, help me spread the word just by telling somebody about the podcast. That's all I ask. But yeah, man, I'm here, man. Man, a little sore. You know what I'm saying? I hit the gym yesterday. You know, it wasn't super, super crazy, but I am sore. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely sore. At some point today, I'm going to get some push-ups in. And that's gonna be the workout for today. Then tomorrow I'll be back in the gym. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday was my first day. Trying to be consistent, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be consistent. It's been something that I've been wanting to do for a couple of years, and I never could just find myself staying consistent to working out, you know. And that's one of my biggest problems. I'll start, stop. Months and months go by, all right, I'm going to work out, then stop, you know what I mean? So this time, I'm like, you know what, I'm about to go hard. So it's January, I know a lot of people, yo, I'm going to work out, I'm going to start this, I'm nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily just doing it because it's the new year and all that, but I've been wanting to do this for a while, you know what I mean? So Wayne grabbed me a little membership, worked out yesterday, today I'm going to get a couple push-ups in, tomorrow I'm going to go back to the gym, and I'm on a slow. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to marathon this thing. Like, I'm not going to go over-exert myself. I'm not going to go super crazy. I'm going to go and build up until I get the feel of, you know, consecutively working out, staying consistent, things like that. You know, I'm not just going to go super crazy my first 2 days. I don't really know what I'm doing yet. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to slowly find my flow. So that's the goal. But like I said, man, my arms are sore. So that let me know I've been doing something right. You know what I'm saying? I actually just got off the phone with Rode. You know, my Rodecast have been wilding for some reason. Every now and again, this sound right here, it'll just randomly play. You know what I'm saying? So I called them because, you know, my joint under the manufacturer and all that. I called them. I'm like, yo, you know, the chimes are still playing for whatever reason. They told me to send it in. So I got to send this joint in, man. So after I record my, I got to go to the mail, to the post office, you know what I mean, send it out. At first, dude was saying 3 to 4 weeks. I'm like, yo, my man, I can't go 4 weeks without my Rodecaster. That sounds crazy, you know what I'm saying? But he was like, all right, well, I'll put a rush on it and, you know, we'll have it in a week. I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? But for some reason, I don't know. It doesn't, it don't do it all the time. That's the crazy thing. It don't do it all the time. It do it sometimes, but it do it enough. You know what I mean? And like the last couple of episodes, it did it. I had to, you know what I'm saying? I had to scrap that episode, re-record it, and then it don't do it. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Some type of malfunction is going on, but they're going to get me right. You know, so I've been dealing with that. And but yeah, man, I'm here, man. You know, I want to talk about hip hop, man. You know, Bow Wow been in the game. Bow Wow been in the game for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And Bow Wow been in the game for a minute. And you know, a lot of it's for whatever reason it became cool to clown Bow Wow. You know, that's just been a thing. Like, yo, Bow Wow's been the butt of a lot of jokes, you know what I mean? Self-inflicted. You know, he be wilding sometimes, but other times, you know, every now and again, he'll have a point, you know. So he put a tweet out, and let me read this tweet. Let me see, 1 second, see if I can find it first. Give me 1 second, y'all. I had it, too. That's crazy. I had the joint pulled up, but, you know, once you close something out, you know what I mean? And then you tap back into it, that shit be disappearing and all that. So just give me 1 second. I hate when I do that. Okay, here we go. Alright, so he had tweeted, right? He said, "Hip hop needs a board, no different than the NBA with the Players Association, a committee. that can set the rules and keep things in control and protect the thing, this thing that we call hip hop, and have a retirement plan for the OG rappers. I hate seeing my heroes liquored out, no money, just washed. Now, I seen mixed reviews, you know what I'm saying? But me personally, you know, I agree with Bow Wow on this one. You know what I'm saying? You know, being somebody that grew up copping double XLs. Matter of fact, before double XLs, I grew up on Write-Ons. You know what I'm saying? Word Up magazines and all that. Ripping posters out, putting them on the wall. You know, I grew up in that era. You know what I'm saying? I used to cop double XLs, The Sources, you know, CDs, cassettes, reading the back of them, seeing who wrote what, seeing who produced what studio it was recorded in, reading the shout outs and all that, you know what I'm saying? Listening to the radio, making tapes, you know, doing all that, you know what I'm saying? Then you know, copping the mixtapes, the DMXs versus Cannabis's, the Big Pun versus DMXs, the, you know, DJ Clues and all that. Like, I grew up on that, you know? Real hip hop head. You know what I'm saying? Under my desk right now, I got a stack of double XLs in my drawer. You know what I'm saying? And I do agree with Bow Wow that it's whack when you see the OGs messed up. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got OGs of like hip hop in different levels. You got some OGs that's rich, some OGs that's comfortable, some OGs that's barely getting by, and some OGs that's broke, you know. And I do understand that, you know, every generation is supposed to open the door for the next generation. You know what I'm saying? So the artist that's out now is supposed to be opening the door for the new people to come in after them and go farther. And I understand that, you know, and I get that the OGs had to open the doors. But I feel like, damn, it's crazy that some of the OGs that opened the door is working 9 to 5s right now. You understand what I'm saying? And salute, because it ain't nothing wrong with working a 9 to 5. But it's just the fact that having a hand in creating a multi-billion-dollar industry, and then because of, at that time, it wasn't seen as financial, and or at that time, the contracts were super crazy, and, you know, you just basically was getting paid next to nothing, you still built a multi-billion-dollar industry. I understand everything evolves, you know, people come in with new ideas and things like that, but it should be something. It should be some type of committee formed for the OGs to get some type of pension or something, man. You understand what I'm saying? We got data. They got enough data to show you what LeBron James scored on this date 8 years ago, or in his rookie season on this date at this time. You should be able to go back to the OGs, pull up exactly all their information, and have them get some type of stipend or some type of monthly fund, because there's enough money in the industry to do that. You understand what I'm saying? There should be, for the founding members of hip-hop and anybody who really contributed to this, there should be requirements. And if you meet that requirement, you get X amount of dollars per month, whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? Let the people pay, let the artists pay a tax to that. That's the least they could do. You understand what I'm saying? I do think that, you know? And I think that the only way that'll happen is all these OG executives and rappers that's really successful and really made it to the next level and made it to the top pinnacle of music, they got to put their heads together and create something. It's the Wild Wild West right now. And I do feel like most of the OGs in the game, they just worried about themselves and their small circle of people, and that's just what it is. Everybody else is on some whatever, you know what I mean? But I'm looking at it like, man, this shit crazy, you know? This shit really crazy, because I feel like you really could help someone out, you know, just by that, just by creating some type of trust and some type of, you know what I mean? Like, imagine the OG that's down and out on working a 9 to 5, but he done had 5 fucking platinum albums. You know what I'm saying? In the early 90s when hip hop, you know what I'm saying, wasn't like it is now. He listening got 5 platinum albums, sold millions of records, touched millions of people, opened the door for thousands and thousands of artists, but he's working a 9-to-5 right now. He should be getting some type of bread. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you contribute a certain amount to the game and it's documented, then I feel like you should be getting some type of reward or some type of payment saying, like, yo, we appreciate what you did. We appreciate your contributions. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, it's the Wild Wild West right now. You know, hip-hop is a multi-billion-dollar company, and they let anybody in. You know, it's a dude right now in the park that'll bust 90% of them NBA dudes' ass. You know what I'm saying? You go to New York, you go to some of these big major cities, man, this dude's in the park that, you know, homie ain't graduate school, but homie'll go to the NBA right now and get crazy. Or there's a dude at the park who caught a bid in high school and it messed up his chances or for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? But they can't just go to the fucking Lakers tryout, bust LeBron ass, and now he in the NBA. So why should any and everybody be able to come into the music industry and just be a musician? You know what I'm saying? Just cause you put some words together, it should be some type of something, man. I'm not saying that they need to monitor the words. You know what I'm saying? But it should be something, man. Like, protect hip-hop. Like he said in that tweet, man, we need to protect this thing of ours. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to say that I'm a part of it because I contributed to it. You know what I'm saying? I created a lot of time. I created a lot of money. You know, and I like I said, time, money, and just being a supporter of the culture makes me a part of the culture. I feel the same as Bow Wow, that it should be protected. You know what I'm saying? It should be protected. Hip-hop should protect it. We must protect hip-hop at all costs. If you get in the game and you doing some type of music, if it ain't hip-hop, I feel like, regardless on what, man, people may disagree or agree with what I'm about to say, but hip-hop should be a certain type of hip-hop. All this new, oh, it got to evolve, this and that and that and this, that's all cool and all that, but make a new genre for that. Or don't just group it with the hip hop that, you know, majority of the people grew up on. You know what I'm saying? Or hip hop to as what we knew it to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily just talking about, I'm from New York, so I'm not just talking about the boom bap, but I'm talking about that sound of the golden era of when hip hop was like, yo, this is hip hop. That should be hip hop. And anything outside of that should be its own thing. But they group it all together and any and everybody get to come in this shit. Any and everybody get to drop a song, go viral, make money, leave. You know what I'm saying? And it's just whack. That's whack to me. I'm going to keep it tall. Like, that's whack to me. I don't like that. You know, I feel like, you know, a lot of these dudes, they don't got no type of respect for the OGs. You know what I'm saying? Everything, every other type of genre or every other type of sport or whatever it is got respect for their OGs. Now, of course, you got some people who got respect for the OGs. I'm not talking about every artist, but most of them. You know, the older artists, they got respect for the OGs. These young artists, these niggas is weird, yo. They perked up. They drugged out. They don't know if they coming or going half the time. Let's keep it 100. Let a rock and roll legend come walk past a new rock and roll dude. That dude might jump, fall to the floor and bow at the feet of this man. You know what I'm saying? Not saying he has to, of course. But he gonna be like, yo, wow, this is such and such. You know what I'm saying? This is such and such. And I grew up on your music. He gonna give it up. You know what I'm saying? When you come to the hip-hop world, these young dudes, they don't give a damn about the OGs. Half of them don't even know who the OGs is. And then if you ask them to take a picture with them, they're going to be looking like, take a picture with this old nigga. But let Michael Jordan come in the locker room and see how them young players react to him. You understand what I'm saying? But when you backstage at a rap concert and the popping young nigga in his glory and a OG walk through, if he don't recognize him like that, he ain't, even if somebody come tell him, that nigga gonna be like, oh, whatever, I got more money than him. That's how these young niggas think. They think that money is everything. Money ain't everything. Respect is. Hit my website, bhrclothing.bigcartel.com, to get you a Ben Have Respect t-shirt. But respect is, man. You know what I'm saying? You could run out of money. You know what I'm saying? You could run out of money. And that money don't make, that's how many people gonna respect you. People will use you because you got the bread, you got the paper, you the bag. Probably got niggas in your circle who don't even like you like that for real. But you the bag. So I'm gonna use you. I don't respect you. I'm gonna use you until, you know, I can't use you no more. Or something happens and then I'm on to the next one. You see it all the time. You know what I'm saying? People be thinking that because they got a bag, they got respect. No, you just got a bag, my nigga. You don't got no respect. You know? Give me my respect. And I'll get the bag when I get the bag. And I stand on that. You know what I'm saying? I stand on that for real. A lot of you dudes, y'all walking around here with no type of respect. Y'all don't have no respect. Y'all don't give no respect. Y'all don't get no respect. Y'all just got a bag. So, of course, people gravitate toward the bag. But don't get it twisted from people gravitating to you by what you can do for them. And they are, don't get that confused with, oh, they respect me. You know what I'm saying? Nah, they just, you got the bag. You know what I'm saying? You got the bag. It is what it is, you know? But yeah, like I said, man, I agree with Bow Wow 110%, man. We need to figure something out. Too many artists that super dope, talented artists getting overlooked. You know what I'm saying? We all know that's been going on for the past decade or more. You know, they looking for the numbers. Oh, the numbers, the numbers, the numbers. They don't give a damn, man. They don't care about this game, man. They don't care about this game, yo. You know what I'm saying? Oh, everything is copy and paste. Copy and paste, man. If one blog, like all these blogs is posting the same shit, you can't even go to this blog and get different content. You know what I'm saying? I remember when you used to go to different websites and get different content. Now it's all the same. You might as well just follow one blog. Because all they do is whichever blog is the first to get something out, the next person is just going to change their name, copy and paste it, put their shit on top of it, and there you go. Post it on my page, all views. Same shit. Same shit. Turn on the radio, they talking about whatever viral moment it is. You know what I'm saying? Lil Baby unfollowed Gunna. That's the hot topic. Everybody running to that. Man, who gives a fuck? Like, why do I care? Who is the fucking follow and unfollower detectives? You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers is weird, yo. Like, that's what hip-hop is. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this the hot sound. Everybody do that. Like, all this copy and pasting weird clothes. Like, that shit just crazy to me, man. That's crazy to me. I don't get it. I'm not with it. It is what it is, man. Hip hop must be protected. If they keep going like this, is it going to stick around? Like, for real, I understand it's a multi-billion dollar industry and all that, but like, who really getting the bread? Who getting that paper? You know what I'm saying? Who really getting that paper? Like, we really got to take a look at the future of hip hop, man. Because I don't know how long this shit gonna be around, man. You know what I'm saying? I really don't, yo. I really don't. And it's crazy. It's really crazy to think that, man. You know? But, you know, like I said, man, I agree with Bow Wow 100%, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I just wanted to get on here and talk my talk, man. You know what I'm saying? Talk my hip hop talk, you know? Another thing, man, House Party dropped. You know, LeBron and them, you know, he executive produced a new House Party. You know, like I said, man, I'm an 80s baby, so I grew up off the House Party, original 1, 2, and 3. You know what I'm saying? 1 and 2 is a classic. 3 is cool. 4, ain't no House Party 4. You know what I'm saying? They could have kept that. You know what I mean? But 1 and 2 is a classic, in my opinion, and 3 is good. You know what I'm saying? It's watchable. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? So I do want to see this one, you know what I'm saying? And I seen DC say, I respect what DC Young Fly said, you know what I'm saying? He basically was saying, it's like, yo, we know we can't touch the original House Parties. So we wanted to give the new generation their House Party, you know what I'm saying? And yo, I want to see it. I want to see it, man. I want to see it. And I hope it's good, you know what I'm saying? I hope for a generation that might not have seen you know, the original House Party, I hope that this one gives you a something. You know what I mean? Like a new something to be like, oh, this is our shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I hope you go back and listen to I hope you go back and I said, listen to, I hope you go back and watch the original House Party. You know what I'm saying? I do. So, yeah, man. You know, like I said, man, I'm an 80s baby, man. I respect it. You know, I do feel like they need to make more movies, man. They need to come out with something, yo. Hollywood is just like, what's going on, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, again, it's like, where's the writers? Where's the creative minds, yo? Hollywood, hit me up. Like, don't get it twisted. There's still good, dope urban movies that can be made. You understand what I'm saying? Like, where's the In Too Deeps? You know what I'm saying? Like, where is the Fridays? Where's the, well, they just did House Party, but where's the In Too Deeps, the Fridays, the Juices? Like, where's the good urban movies, man? You know what I'm saying? They all on Tubi? Tubi got a million movies. The niggas make movies every week on Tubi. Like, what's going on, man? Now, of course, the acting them joints be ridiculous, but some of the storylines is good. So maybe Hollywood should go holler at some of them writers, or you can come to the Retro Rick podcast and hit me up, and I got shit for you. I mean, let's not get it twisted. I got mad scripts in my head for you. You know what I'm saying? But we need to get that back, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of the my favorite pastimes to do is just grab the wife, go see a movie, man. You know what I'm saying? And if it's something like, you know, some type of new Batman or kid movie or whatever, let's all go on a family tip. That's one of my favorite pastimes is going to the movies. But you can't go to the movies because they ain't making no movies. So that's why I definitely want to appreciate and support the House Party, because hopefully we can get more of our movies made. You know what I'm saying? And it don't necessarily got to be a remake to everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, create a new joint. You know what I'm saying? Create a new urban movie. I just want to see urban movies because this hood shit still going on. I ain't saying it got to be all negative. You know what I'm saying? But, like, make some movies, man. Like, for real, make some movies. It's crazy, man. We gotta fucking save hip-hop and save the movie theaters. Like, what's going on? You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's just ridiculous out here, man. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, man, this is the Retro Rick Podcast. I just wanted to get on here and talk my talk for a little bit, man. Kind of speak on this hip-hop thing, man. We need to save hip-hop, man. For real. I definitely agree with Bow Wow. And, you know, let's see, hopefully in the future, man, in the near future, let's see if something like this will happen, man. You know what I'm saying? Again, man, hit my email, theretrorickpodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram @rick_BHR. And, you know, we here, man. Spread the word about the podcast. That's all I'm asking. It don't cost no bread. It's free. Just tell somebody about the podcast, man. Let's run these numbers up. I'm going.